the sponsors, just go to WTRJTheTruth.com.
91 FM, The Truth. Let's Face the Issues is a daily broadcast ministry of First Conservative Baptist Church with Dr. Gene A. Youngblood. Dr. Youngblood is also the founder, president of Conservative Theological University. Let's Face the Issues broadcast deals with real issues facing our culture today from a biblical perspective. God created three institutions, the home, government, and the church. Therefore, any issue that is harmful or has a negative impact on either of these institutions will be carefully dealt with and confronted from a biblical worldview. Too often, good people are afraid to confront serious issues that are attacking the church, the home, and Christians. We must stand against the enemies of the family and the church. Tune in each day for another broadcast of Let's Face the Issues with Dr. Gene A. Youngblood. Here is Dr. Youngblood with Let's Face the Issues.
Thank you, thank you, thank you, ladies and gentlemen. It's always our delight to have you jump on board. Join in the dialogue and discussion each and every day on Let's Face the Issues. Let me recommend something to you. Pick up your telephone and dial several others, or pick up your handheld device and text those that's in your handheld device. Invite them to tune in to Let's Face the Issues. Give them the call-in number if they'd like to call in. Let me remind you also that number is 904-831-0917. 904-831-0917. It's always our delight to have you jump on board, joining in the dialogue and discussion each and every day. And let me remind you, lest you have forgotten, as we face the issues, we do so based on the authority of the written, revealed, inspired, infallible, inerrant word of God. I call it the truth book. When Jesus, speaking to his disciples in John 8, 31 and 32, Jesus said this to his disciples: "If you continue in my word, then you're my disciples indeed, and you shall know the truth. The truth shall make you free." And then the Lord Jesus says, "I am truth," in John 14, 6. Then in John 17, 17, Jesus says, "Thy word is truth." Ladies and gentlemen, it's the truth of the word of God in Psalms 117, verse 2, that endures forever, the scripture reminds us. So let me remind you today, as I do each and every day on this broadcast, that we face truth based on the authority of God's word. Truth matters. Truth still matters, regardless of your position theologically, doctrinally, biblically, politically, socially, economically. Truth still matters. It was the secularist George Orwell made the statement that I find fascinating. He said, "The further a society drifts from the truth, the more it will hate those who speak it." And we see that today in just about every category of society, where there are those that will reject and be repulsed and repelled at the truth when it is spoken. The former U.S. Senator Jim DeMint, I'm looking at a headline, DeMint warns that America's decline is linked to the death of truth. Ladies and gentlemen, that couldn't be any truer than today. We're finding today a deficit of truth. In fact, 55%, the latest survey shows 55% of the millennials, 18 to 35-year-old age group, contend that there's no such thing as absolute truth. In fact, they go on to say that each person determines his or her own version of truth. I'll go back to the 15th century theologian and church reformer, Jan Hus. Ladies and gentlemen, Jan Hus says, "Faithful Christians seek the truth, listen to the truth, learn the truth, love the truth, tell the truth, live the truth, and defend the truth even to death." That's my challenge each and every day. And ladies and gentlemen, today we're talking about a subject that I believe demands a serious, truthful analysis. The question is today, will Iran attack Israel? That's a theological, doctrinal question that I believe is valid for today. Most are not aware of the fact that we're living in the last of the last days, eschatologically, biblically, prophetically speaking. We're living in the last of the last days. So, ladies and gentlemen, we're witnessing what I call biblical prophecy coming about as never before in world history. Just think, let me give you a little precursor to a further monologue before we open our telephone lines to accept our callers today. Just think, ladies and gentlemen, the Democratic National Committee, or convention, President Joe Biden spoke. I didn't watch it, but I understand he spoke last night near midnight. He praised Kamala Harris, I'm told. Some of the talking heads on television this morning pointed out that he praised Kamala Harris for doing such a good job as his VP. Yet today, ladies and gentlemen, we have an open border policy as never seen in U.S. history. America today is in greater danger than in recent history. Today, ladies and gentlemen, we have the Islamic jihadists and the Islamic useful idiots demonstrating across America. And in Biden's speech, listen, Joe Biden, in his weak, anemic, cognitively depleted state as the acting sitting president, commended the Islamic jihadist demonstrators because he said, and I quote, "So many have been killed." I'm going to pause for a moment, let that sink in. That's coming from our sitting president, Joe Biden. And I'm using this, ladies and gentlemen, as a lead in into what we want to say today in the discussion of the question, will Iran attack Israel? Will Iran attack Israel? I'm looking at a headline, extensive network, stunning report warns Hamas terrorists now threatening America. This article reads, a stunning new report from the federal counterterrorism expert warns that not only is Hamas now a threat to the United States, it already runs an extensive network of supporters inside of America who are likened to the jihadists and the International Muslim Brotherhood. It is the Washington Times, and the Washington Times is reporting that the work of John D. Guandolo, a former FBI agent and former counterterrorism strategist for the Pentagon. He studied the global Islamic movement for years, and his new report explains Hamas and the Muslim Brotherhood jointly are involved in promoting that ideology in America. Hamas, of course, is the terrorist organization that sent brutal thugs into Israel on October the 7th, 2023, killing about 12 to 1,400 people. He goes on to talk about the organization, the Islamic organizations have that ideological bent on attacking America and pose, quote, an internal security threat for all of America, end quote. It's a five-page article that's worthy of further investigation. Time will not allow us to go further on that. Simply put, we're at a strategic location. We're in a strategic position. We're at a very strategic point in global history, world history, not just American history. So as we face the issues, ladies and gentlemen, let me remind you that we do so based on the authority of Scripture, and I could go into detail after detail after detail of the fact that we're living in the last of the last days. We're living in the day that is called eschatologically prophetic teaching in the Scripture as to what God is going to do and where we're going globally and internationally. Ladies and gentlemen, many times in the corridors of time past, there will be those that will say, well, we've got plenty of time. We don't have to worry about it. We've got plenty of days left. Ladies and gentlemen, I believe we're living in the last of the last days. We need to recognize that and realize how Iran plays into world history, global history, and especially in the last of the last days. That's the point of our discussion today. That's where we're going. Let me remind you, ladies and gentlemen, that this portion of the day's broadcast is sponsored by Tools for Time. Tools for Time is an outdoor power dealership, equipment dealership company specializing in the turnkey business packages for individuals looking to own your own landscape or lawn care business. Tools for Time carries the equipment for the homeowner with brands like Honda and Echo. Tools for Time carries the full line of hurricane preparedness equipment with a full line of Honda generators. And ladies and gentlemen, Tools for Time has a knowledgeable staff that can answer all of your questions about power backup equipment. The knowledgeable staff at Tools for Time can answer your questions about the professional as well as the homeowner brand landscape and lawn care equipment. Tools for Time is conveniently located at 11291. That's 11291 Old San Augustine Road. That's right at the intersection of the I-295 Beltway and Old San Augustine Road. There's an identifier, a benchmark. Makes it easy to find Tools for Time. There's a 165-foot flagpole on the campus of Tools for Time. Atop that flagpole is Old Glory, the U.S. flag flowing 24/7. The base of that flagpole, ladies and gentlemen, you'll find the home of Tools for Time. But wait, wait, wait. There's some good news. Tools for Time is now hiring all positions, house and grounds maintenance, mechanics and technicians, inside and outside sales, customer service representatives, and much, much more. Tools for Time is a great place to work. It's a family-friendly oriented environment that you're working in. Tools for Time is closed on Sunday, allowing the family of Tools for Time to worship in the house of God with the family of God, as God's Word ordained it to be so. Drop by Tools for Time, make an application for employment, wait for an interview, see what God does, placing you in the family of Tools for Time. ToolsForTime.com, ToolsForTime.com. Ladies and gentlemen, that telephone number is 904-831-0917, 904-831-0917. We're going to get into the greater depth and the breadth of Iran and how it plays into biblical eschatological history, looking at what the Bible says we can expect in these last days. And the primary thing is, ladies and gentlemen, is to recognize the hand of God and God's work in the system that we call America and the global economic picture as to what is taking place. I believe we have Betty on the line. Betty, go with the question or comment, please. Hello?
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 Hello? Betty, if you would, turn your radio down so that it will not have the echo.
Oh, okay. Dr. Youngblood, you were so kind to me yesterday, and Melania, I know I'm not saying her name correctly, but the lovely lady you had yesterday, she came to my home about 2:30 to help me with my ballot. My daughter
Wonderful.
My daughter will be taking me this afternoon to my precinct to vote, and my caregiver, I'll turn her back over to you. We've got everything ready to go except one person, and I won't find out which name to put in. I don't want to take up any more of your valuable time. I'm handing the phone to my caregiver, and she'll take over for your answer. Thank you.
That would be good. Betty, thank you so much for calling. I'm looking forward to what God is going to do in the election process today. If you would, perhaps you have Millennia's number that dropped by and talked with you yesterday. I would suggest, for the sake of radio airtime, that you simply call her or email her or text her and ask her that same question. And she is very, very conservative. She has the information the same as I have that would be able to grant that for you. But I am so thankful that you've called, thankful for what God is going to do in our lives as we depend on Him in casting our ballot today. Let me remind all of our listeners, Betty, thank you so much, and may God bless you even today. Ladies and gentlemen, as we think about that Betty just mentioned, we need to be aware that today is the voting day, official day, in fact, the last day that we have to vote in the primary, and it will make a difference in our city, in our state, in our nation, and we need to be very, very careful that we vote according to God's way and not what we see. For example, let me just digress from where I'm headed today. Joe Biden last night, in excerpts that I watched of his speech at the Democratic National Convention, talked about the first opportunity to have a woman of color as president. A black woman, he said, as president. That is simply a lie. That is simply a, how would you say, deceit that is going forth. We ought not to vote based on the color of one's skin or based on one's ethnicity, but based on that individual that's going to carry out the will of God, based on the Word of God, and based on our Constitution and the Bill of Rights. There are those today that make all kind of promises, and we're watching the liars in chief at the Democratic National Convention making deceitful statements. For example, Kamala Harris saying, the first day, on the very first day, I'm going to do this. They've had about 1,000-plus days in office. Why hasn't she done those things in that period of time? Don't tell me you're going to do something on the first day in office when you've had an opportunity to do so for almost 4 years. It's a deceit. It is a lie. It is an attempt to try to steal an election again. And that's exactly what took place in 2020. So we need to keep on praying, keep on recognizing God's hand at work. Ladies and gentlemen, that telephone number is 904-831-0917. 904-831-0917. The question that I'm asking today, which I believe is very pertinent, it is an issue today that perhaps, though we may not recognize it, I believe it's an issue today that is more dominating in the future and to have a greater impact on the future of America and the globe than anything else we could talk about. That is, will Iran attack Israel? Ladies and gentlemen, the Islamic jihadists are using what they call, listen, it's their term, useful idiots. Useful idiots. Those that are demonstrating today across America, and where Biden in his speech talked about, and by the way, a weak individual, an individual that cannot help himself because he cannot control his health, but he's cognitively depleted, and he actually commended the Islamic jihadists for what they are doing and what they will do and can do. Ladies and gentlemen, I'm looking at a headline that says military officials say no U.S. involvement in the strike of senior Hamas leader in Tehran. Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin could not confirm suspicion that Israel is behind the assassination of a Hamas leader. And it goes on to talk about the U.S. military official tells Fox News the American military had no involvement in the assassination of the Hamas leader. It remains unclear if the U.S. had learned of the operation before the Hamas leader died in an attack, airstrike on its residence in Tehran on Wednesday. This has been 3 weeks ago. According, after attending the inauguration of the country's new president, it goes on and on and on. Ladies and gentlemen, listen, we're watching the, the boiling of the Middle East. We're witnessing today, ladies and gentlemen, the major conflicts that are taking place in all of the Middle East. Listen very carefully. It's not just limited to Israel at this moment. The focus is on Israel. No question about that. The focus is on the apple of God's eye, the nation of Israel. In fact, the scripture says in Zechariah the 12th chapter, verse 3 and following, in that day, ladies and gentlemen, that's a key term in the scripture. It's talking about in that day, it's the day of the Lord. In that day is a phrase that is a key understanding. When it makes that statement, it's talking about in the last of the last days. It's talking about the last days of this old world. In that day will I, this is God speaking, will I make Jerusalem a burdensome stone for all people. All that burden themselves with it shall be cut into pieces, though all the people of the earth be gathered together against it. In that day, saith the Lord, I will smite every horse. And it goes on to talk about what God is going to do in the last of the last days. And we're witnessing the wrap-up of this old world. Let me just give you a little eschatological thumbnail sketch. Next thing on the calendar of God is the rapture of the church. The Christian, the child of God, the church of the Lord Jesus Christ, is going to be suddenly seized, taken out of this old world. The man of sin, the Antichrist, Revelation chapter 13, will step on the scene. And for 7 years, there will be tribulation. There will be major pressure, problems, catastrophic events will take place. In fact, in Daniel chapter 9, verses 20 through 27, it talks about my people. That's talking about the Jewish people. The 7 years of tribulation is designed of God to get the attention of the nation of Israel focused back on him. There will be devastation and destruction that the world has never witnessed, has never seen. The man of sin, the lawless one, the Antichrist, will step on the scene, will rule with an iron fist. There will be multitudes today that are saying, well, let me wait and see if that's true. Ladies and gentlemen, it'll be too late after the rapture of the church. Too late to say, I'm going to church. Too late to say, I want to get saved. There's a need today for the nation, especially as Christians, for the church of the Lord Jesus Christ to recognize that we're in the last of the last days. And according to God's word, any nation that blesses Israel, God will be blessed. Any nation that curses or goes against Israel, God's going to curse. We find that in Genesis, the 12th chapter, the first three verses in particular. So, ladies and gentlemen, we need to recognize that though Joe Biden is openly embracing the Islamic jihadist, though Joe Biden's diplomacy in the Middle East with his diplomat shuffling between scenes, making an effort openly, as they claim, to bring about a peace agreement for the ceasefire for Israel. Ladies and gentlemen, Israel is carrying out the battle for its life. Israel is carrying out the battle that no other nation has experienced because of the sheer size of Israel. today, ladies and gentlemen, it is a battle for the survival of the apple of God's eye, the nation of Israel. But ladies and gentlemen, due to America's often visible wokeness and weakness, the world now sees opportunities to invade, to attack, to attempt to destroy our constitutional republic. Listen carefully. It is as the world sees America literally, I'm not trying to demean America, but the world sees America in the weakest state that we've been in the history of our nation. When in the history of America can you recall our nation being with a cognitively depleted, weak president seated in the Oval Office that doesn't even know what time of the day it would be for the most part? The world, our enemies, see us as being weak today. You'll recall when President Trump was in office, any act of aggression by Iran, by Syria, by North Korea, even Russia, Trump would aggressively respond. The enemies would stand down. The enemies would recognize that we are a strong nation. But that is not true today. That is not true today under this present dictatorship-style leadership. We are presently devolving into a socialist, Marxist, communist dictatorship regime, a third world country called America. That's what we're devolving into. Listen, Israel is now being criticized, undermined, pressured by the Biden administration to give up its battle. Now let's pause for a moment. After 9/11 in America, did any other nation make a demand on America that we not search for the enemy, neutralize the enemy, to protect America for the future? What settled World War II? Yes, it meant killing people and breaking things. But Nagasaki and Hiroshima resolved those issues. But yet, as Americans today, it seems to be the approach by the Biden administration to say to Israel that you need to stand down. You need to just sit on the sideline. You need to just simply be in a position that you can be neutralized and wiped out. Today, ladies and gentlemen, the apple of God's eye, Israel, is the focus, the focal point of the whole world, as we just read in Zechariah the 12th chapter. But then the scripture says in that text, ladies and gentlemen, when Israel shall become, Jerusalem shall become a burdensome stone. A burdensome stone. What does that mean? It's talking about that which is about to fall on them, crush them. It is the future tense of what is taking place when there is the mindset somehow, some way, that we can go in, we, speaking of the far other nations, can go in and wipe out, obliterate, totally destroy the nation of Israel. Israel is perhaps at its weakest point that it's been since it was constituted as a nation, May 15th, 1948. Ladies and gentlemen, I'm looking at a headline that is the focus of what we're talking about today. The question is asked in this headline, what is Israel's role in the end times? Many see it as a sign of the quickly approaching end times. It goes on to talk about whether in Sennacherib's king of Assyria, Haman, officials of Persia, Hitler, leader of Nazi Germany, Rouhani, president of Iran, attempts to completely destroy Israel will always fail. The persecutors of Israel will come and go, but the persecution will remain until the second coming of the Lord Jesus Christ. That's a summary thought from one writing on that subject. Ladies and gentlemen, that telephone number is 904-831-0917, 904-831-0917. What are your thoughts? Love to have you respond by asking eschatological, prophetic, biblical questions that you want to resolve in your own heart and mind. or your questions in relationship to should America become involved? Is America involved? Will Iran try to attack America? Is it possible that we already have enough Islamic jihadists in America that we're going to have a major, major internal attack greater than 9/11 as our law enforcement, FBI, CIA, DHS, etc., tell us is the high probability for America? They say that to us. They tell us that. And yet later, them of the barn doors left open, as you call it, as the old farmer would say. We have no gatekeepers at the southern border today. Ladies and gentlemen, listen very carefully. One writer put it very, very distinctly. And I just summarize a quote from him. It says, Israel's enemies today are surrounded on seven sides. You say, well, how can you have surrounded on seven sides? You've always heard of three sides, four sides. Listen, Hamas, Syria, Lebanon, the Houthis in Yemen, Hezbollah, Iran, are all now against Israel, openly against Israel. And now Turkey has openly sided with Iran to come against Israel. Will Israel be destroyed? Is it possible that Israel be destroyed? Will Iran attack Israel? Will other Middle East nations join Iran against Israel? Is it possible, ladies and gentlemen, that, listen carefully, is it possible that what we're really witnessing is the first stages, the initial stages of global World War III? Now, the Bible did not speak of anything called World War I, World War II, World War III. But according to Ezekiel 38 and 39, it is the war with Russia, ladies and gentlemen, that we're witnessing the coming together of that major, major, major cataclysmic event that shall take place based on Ezekiel 38 and 39. Ezekiel 38 and 39, the scripture says that Russia will lead a five-nation coalition against Israel. Now listen, what took place in Ezekiel chapter 37? The Valley of Dry Bones, as it's called. It is the prophetic text in Ezekiel 37, pointing to the time that Israel would become a nation. It was reconstituted as a nation May 15, 1948. So Ezekiel 37 has taken place. The next thing on the calendar of God in the chronological events found in the book of Ezekiel is the fact, and many times when it comes to eschatological prophetic truth, it's like looking at mountains miles and miles away. You see the two peaks of the mountain, but you do not see the valley in between. So the first peak of the mountain that we see in the Ezekiel text is the coming together of Israel as a nation, Ezekiel 37. And then we see Ezekiel 38 and 39 with what we call the war with Russia, that we can call, from the standpoint of our understanding of global events, the beginning of World War III. We see that taking place today, ladies and gentlemen. I'm looking at a headline that says this: Hamas chairman killed in Tehran, Israel is silent. And it goes on to talk about what has taken place, where just a few weeks ago, Israel, the Israeli Defense Forces, neutralized a major, major, major enemy that was leading Hamas, wiped him out, took him out of the world. And as a result of that, you have the, quote, retaliation that's being planned against Israel from Iran. Iran, who are they? Where do they fit into the global picture? Where do they fit into eschatological, biblical, prophetic truth? Will Iran be able to destroy the nation of Israel? Will Iran attack? Some have said, well, they're trying to find a way out. They're trying to find a way to prevent the attack. But, ladies and gentlemen, that is simply not so. It is a strategic plan to wear Israel down, with Israel on high alert, waiting, watching, and wondering when that attack will take place. But the question is, will Iran attack Israel? I say absolutely unequivocally yes. How do we know that? Number one is because Iran said that they were going to attack Israel. We can depend on it. They've said it. And they have done that down through the years. And yet, through this administration, we've seen weakness, wokeness, frailty, and a lack of authority. And therefore, Iran feels that they can do whatever they please. Ladies and gentlemen, we're going to have the top of the hour news break. Hang in there. Don't turn your dials. We'll be right back right after the news.
from First Conservative Baptist Church and Conservative Theological University in Jacksonville, Florida. To learn more, visit conservative.edu.
WTRJ, Orange Park, Jacksonville. WAYL, St. Augustine. WATY, Folkston, Georgia. Online.